In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Old Adam always gets it wrong. He can't help himself. He's a fool, an idiot, a loser. He suffers from a God delusion. He thinks he's a God who knows good and evil, law and gospel. And when it comes to the law and the gospel, just forget it when it comes to the old Adam. He never gets it right. When he hears the law, he tries to justify himself with his own legalisms and loopholes and pious works, which aren't nearly as good as he imagines they are. And when he hears the gospel, the good news of God's grace and Jesus for sinners, he turns it into a license for sin. Old Adam hears, where sin abounds, there grace much more abounds. And he says, hey, let's sin even more. He hears, you're not under law, you're under grace. And he says, I'm free to sin. Old Adam is a brawling, arrogant, drunken, gluttonous, philandering, egocentric, self-idolizing, self-justifying, party animal who thinks he is a god. If they ever make a movie about him, I think they should cast Will Ferrell in the role. Have you ever met him? Old frat boy Adam, huh? You ever met him? I have. I meet him every time I glance in the mirror, and he smiles back at me, and he winks, and he says, let's party. You've met him, too. I know you have. And you've probably noticed this about him. You can't get rid of him. No matter what you do, party boy, he's always there, always gets in the way. He needs to die. He can't be fixed. He can't be fixed. And he certainly doesn't respond to education, much less mother's nagging. That's not going to work. He hasn't cracked a book since he bit into the knowledge of good and evil. He's beyond renovation, beyond rehab, beyond repair. You may be able to dress him up for Sundays and patch his manner for polite company, but deep down, the old Adam is the frat boy he always was, whose sole aim in life is to sin. The problem that frat boy Adam has is that he hasn't received the baptismal memo. The divine coroner has declared him legally dead. His baptismal death certificate has been signed, sealed, and delivered. He's been crucified in the body of Jesus, the second Adam. He's been buried with Christ through baptism, drowned in a deluge of forgiveness. He's legally dead, but he lives in great denial. Baptism, you see, precipitates this kind of crisis. The crisis is there are now two versions of you. One in Adam, the other in Christ, an old you and a new you. One is legally dead to sin, the other is legally alive to God in Christ. But the problem with all things legal and forensic is that it takes time for the Word of God to have its way. And God, for whom a day is as 1,000 years and 1,000 years as a day, isn't in any screaming hurry about it. This calls for faith and patient endurance. You have to endure, frat boy, all the days of your life. You're stuck with him until you die and he dies. What's worse, you have to work through him. Through him. Everything you do, literally everything you do, is done through old frat boy self, who is looking for any excuse to sin and will do it. Imagine it. It's Christ in a Will Ferrell suit. Seymour Eustace at Picotter. St. Paul calls the old self a body of death. It must be threatened, coerced, punished, bribed, curbed, mirrored, even instructed to cooperate, and it all kills him. Holiness just doesn't suit him. He'd rather slave for Lord sin. But as Jesus said, you cannot serve two masters. You will love the one and despise the other. You will serve one and hate the other. He was talking about God and money. St. Paul is talking about Lord sin and Lord Christ. Only one gets to be Lord, and it's not sin. You are dead to Lord sin. You are alive to the Lord Christ. You are free from slavery to sin. You are now servants of Christ, slaves to righteousness, which is the only way to be truly free. Your old Adam doesn't get that. He doesn't want to get it. He wants nothing to do with it. He thinks freedom means let's sin so that grace may abound. He needs to shut up. He needs to die. And one little word can fell him. Well, two. Meganoito. It sounds better in Greek, doesn't it? It always does. Not a pietistic, moralistic slap on the wrist. No, 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 no. It's emphatic, absolutely not, certainly not, may it never be. Hell no, meganoito, you're baptized. You are dead to those losers, sin and death. You're alive to God in Christ, in whom your old self was crucified, died, and was buried. And don't let that old frat boy tell you otherwise. Shall we sin that grace may abound? Meganoito. Shall we sin because we're not under law but under grace? Meganoito. Hell no. Old Adam hates no. He hates it. You can see it in the face of the tiniest, smallest, cutest, most angelic child. When that child first hears the word no and gives you that look that says, I can't believe what I just heard. How dare you say no to me, the center of the universe and a God? You can see the palpable progression from denial to bargaining to anger to depression even, grief, loss, death. You can see it in your own face when you're denied something you want more than anything. I deserve it. I'm entitled to it. I've worked hard for it. I've earned it. This job, this grade, this call, this position, this life. What do you mean, no? Lord sin pays out his wages. The wages of sin is death. Lord Christ gives out his gifts, the free gift of God, eternal life in Christ Jesus. Old Adam gets what he deserves in the end, a baptismal meganoito that kills him, mortifies him, shuts his mouth, demands his obedience, and literally meganoitos him to death. That's why the old you hates the law. That's why the new you delights in the law. You're baptized. That makes you dead to sin and alive to God. Crucified with Christ, buried with him, raised with him, glorified with him, destined for resurrection to eternal life with him. And now you have the mind and the will of Christ at work in you. You have been freed from the dominion of Lord sin and have become slaves of God, servants of righteousness, destined for holiness and life. For freedom, Christ has set you free. Do not submit to the yoke of slavery. Sin is slavery. Put that old frat boy in his baptismal place. Drown that loser. Don't just say no. Say, meganoito. I'm baptized into Christ. In the name of Jesus.